Hello, what's this podcast from The Devil in the Detail? I'm Rob Paxton, and I'm here talking all things Salford Red Devils. Two big things on this pop-up podcast. We're going to start with Whiteside's World of Rugby League. With Paul Whiteside, he's going to tell you what's going on in the World of Rugby League.
Here is this week's Devil in the Detail amateur report. Of course, the World of Rugby League will start this week with the National Conference Leagues. In the Premier Division, Rochdale Mayfield, another good win. They've had a really good start to the season. They beat Egremont Rangers by 34 points to 4 on Saturday. That win lifts Rochdale Mayfield up to fourth in the table. Well, joint second, really. Hunslet at the top with 12 points. It's Westall, Siddle and Rochdale Mayfield on 10. So a really good start to Mayfield this season. And in Division 1, Waterhead Warriors, they went down to Alton Raiders by 34 points to 22. Saturday Wolf Rangers were beaten at Barrow Island in Division 2, 28-24, but Oldham St Anne's continue their good start to the season. They beat Mighton Warriors, also in Division 2, by 60 points to 12, so a good start for the Oldham St Anne's. They've won 4 from 7 at the start of the season. Just one fixture involving our local sides this weekend in Division 2. It's on Saturday the 27th, and it's Saddleworth Rangers against Thornhill Trojans. We'll turn our attention to the North West Men's League. There's a couple of results from last weekend. In Division 1, Salford City Roosters 24, Hindley 26. In Division 2, Hindpool Tigers 22, Rochdale Mayfield a 16. Waterhead Warriors a 20, Lee Minor Rangers a 16. In Division 3, Bank Quay Bulls 56, Higginshaw 18. Cadishead Rhinos 24, Lee East a 0. Division 4, Colchester Eagles 54, West Orton Lions a 12. Langworthy Reds 38, Oral St James a 24. The fixtures for this Saturday: in Division 1, West Orton Lions face Salford City Roosters. In Division 2, Rochdale Mayfield A have got Roos Pioneers. Waterhead Warriors A face Wigan Springview. Division 3, Blackpool Scorpions have got Higginshaw. And in Division 4, Langworthy Reds are at home to Chester Gladiators, and Portico Vine faced West Orton Lions A. There's some results from the reserves action from the weekend. On Saturday, Huddersfield 16, Wakefield 12, Hulk IR 30, Leeds Rhinos 25, London Broncos against Bradford Bulls was postponed. St Helens 18, Hull FC 12, Warrington Wolves 66, Lee Leopard 16, and Wigan Warriors 36, Castleford Tigers 6 in the Academy. The fixtures for this week: on Saturday the 27th, Cass Tigers have got Bradford Bulls, Hull FC against Leeds, Hull KR against Wigan Warriors, St Helens against Huddersfield, and Wakefield against Warrington Wolves. In the scholarship, there's some scores from last weekend. Castleford Tigers 28, St Helens 34, Hull FC 64, Bradford Bulls 18, Hull Kingston Rovers 22, Warrington Wolves 8, Leeds Rhinos 44, Wakefield Trinity 16, and Wigan Warriors 16, Huddersfield Giants 20. In the Women's RFL Championship, Hull Kingston Rovers 70, Castleford Tigers 8, Lee Leopards 48, Dewsbury Moor 4, Sheffield Eagles 38, Bradford Bulls 0, and Stanley 8, Salford Red Devils 20. The fixtures for this week in the Championship: Castleford Tigers have got Lee Leopards, Dewsbury Moor face Bradford Bulls, Salford Red Devils have got Alton Redettes, and Sheffield Eagles face Stanley. All these games are on Sunday the 28th of April. And in League Division 1, Illingworth have got Hull FC, Lee Minor Rangers against Thatcher Heath Crusaders, Swinton Lionesses against Wakefield Trinity, and Widnes Vikings have got Fryston Warriors. Well, moving on to the North West Youth Leagues, there's plenty to get through in the Youth and Junior Leagues. In the under-18s, Lancashire Cup, Lee Minor Rangers 72, Rochdale Mayfield 0, West Orton Lions 10, Thatcher Heath Crusaders 42, Newton Storm 34, Salford City Roosters 10, Folly Lane 8, Ashton Bears A 46. In the under-16s, Lancashire Cup, Wolston Rovers Green 20, Folly Lane 4. In the under-16s, North West Youth Cup, Newton Storm 13, Rochdale Mayfield 20. In the under-15s, Lancashire Cup, Crossfields Cobras 25, Waterhead Warriors 0, Folly Lane 12, Wolston Rovers Greens 44, Oldham St Anne's Blacks 46, Salford City Roosters 0, Saddleworth Rangers 13, Halton Farnworth Hornets 14. In Division 2 of the under-15s, Oldham St Anne's Goals 4, West Bank Bears 28. In the under-14s Lancashire Cup, Halton Farnworth Hornets beat Rochdale Mayfield 36-18, Salford City Roosters 28, Saddleworth Rangers 16. So a great win for the Roosters in the under-14s, progressing through to the next round of the Cup. In the North West Shield, under-15s, Oldham St Anne's 25, Hindley Stags 0, Waterhead Warriors 25, Cloakface Miners 0, West Orton Lions Blues 26, Lee Minor Rangers Goals 12. In the under-13s Lancashire Cup, Saddleworth Rangers 12, Oral St James 14, Waterhead Warriors 6, Shevington Sharks 40. In the under-13s Shield, Saddleworth Rangers 14, Thatcher Heath Crusaders 8, And in Division 4 of the under-13s, Carrieshead Rhinos 24, Oldham St Anne's Golds 8, Limehurst Lions 16, Folly Lane 24. So big wins there in Division 4 for Carrieshead and Folly Lane. The fixtures, some are Saturday, some are Sunday this week. We'll start off with Saturday the 27th of April in the under-18s Premier Division. Waterhead Warriors face Rochdale Mayfield. Division 1, Chorley Panthers have got Salford City Roosters. Folly Lane face Halton Farnworth Hornets. Saddleworth Rangers at home to Shevington Sharks. Division 2 of the under-18s, West Orton Lions have got Ashton Bears B. In the under-16s Premier Division, Goulburn Parkside have got Folly Lane. Division 1, Oldham St Anne's have got Wigan St Jude's. Division 2, Inverness Bridge have got Waterhead Warriors. On Sunday, in the under-15s, Division 1, Oldham St Anne's face Shevington Sharks. Division 2, Folly Lane have got Salford City Roosters. Lee Minor Rangers Golds have got Oldham St Anne's Golds. Rochdale Mayfield have got Waterhead Warriors. West Bank Bears face Saddleworth Rangers. Division 4, it's Shevington Shark Bulls against Langworthy Reds. In the under-14s, Division 2, there's plenty of fixtures in this league. Burton Wood Bulldogs have got Oldham St Anne's. Colcheth have got West Orton Lions. Rochdale Mayfield face Ashton Bears. Saddleworth Rangers Newton Storm. Salford City Roosters have got Oral St James. Wigan St Jude's are at home to Crossfields Cobras. Division 3, Waterhead Warriors have got Wigan St Cuthbert. West Orton Lions are at home to Pilkington Rex. The under-13s finally, Division 1, Oldham St Anne's Greens have got Lee Minor Rangers. Waterhead Warriors have got Latchford Maroons. Division 2, Crossfields face Langworthy Reds. Hindley Stags are at home to Saddleworth Rangers Rhinos. And Division 4 of the under-13s, Carrieshead Rhinos are at home to Thatcher Heath Crusaders. And Saddleworth Rangers Raiders are at home to Folly Lane. We're moving over to Australia. It was round 7 of the NRL Premiership. Brisbane Broncos beat Canberra Raiders by 34 points to 10. Canterbury Bulldogs 36, Newcastle Knights 12. Cronulla Sharks 42, North Queensland Cowboys 6. Gold Coast Titans 30, Manly Seagulls 34. Parramatta Eels 16, the Dolphins 44. Penrith 22, West Tigers 6. St George Illawarra 30, New Zealand Warriors 12. And Sydney Roosters 12, Melbourne Storm 18. The fixtures for this week: New Zealand Warriors face Gold Coast Titans on Thursday at 5 o'clock, followed by a 7 o'clock kickoff between St George and Sydney Roosters. The Sky game is 10:50, and that's Melbourne Storm against Sydney Roosters. On Friday the 26th, it's Manly against Parramatta at 10 o'clock. There's two games on Saturday: West Tigers against Brisbane at 8:30. The Sky televised game at 10:35 is North Queensland Cowboys against Penrith Panthers. On Sunday, 5 a.m, Dolphins have got Newcastle Knights, and at 7:05 on Sky, it's Canberra Raiders against Cronulla. So the top of the shop, Cronulla Sharks have won 5 from 6, followed by Melbourne who've won 5 from 6. Then it's the Dolphins with 4 wins, Penrith with 4, Manly with 4, Brisbane with 4, Canberra with 4, and North Queensland Cowboys with 4. Just outside the playoffs, St George Illawarra have won 4 games as well. So it's very, very tight, that division. Gold Coast Titans are still bottom. They've yet to win a game. Moving on to the Super League, it was round 8 this week just gone. Catalan Dragons got back to form. They beat Hull Kingston Rovers 36-6 on Saturday. Leeds Rhinos 24, Huddersfield Giants 30. London Broncos 4, Salford 12. St Helens 54, Hull FC 0. Warrington 16, Lee Leopards 14, and Wigan Warriors 36, Castleford Tigers 14. The fixtures for this week, don't forget, they're all televised as usual. On Thursday, Saints play Huddersfield. That's a good game to watch, I think, that one. Huddersfield really doing well. They've stormed up the table now. They've just gone above Salford, actually, into the playoff places. That's 8 o'clock on Thursday. On Friday, there's 3 fixtures. Castleford against London at 8 o'clock. Hull KR against Wigan at 8 o'clock. Lee against Catalans at 8 o'clock. That's going to be a cracker, that Cass against London. London Broncos desperate for a win. Castleford and Hull at the bottom as well with just 2 points. On Saturday, Salford face Warrington at 3 o'clock, and there's one game on Sunday, Hull FC against Leeds. That's also a 3 o'clock kickoff. So the top of the table, Catalans have won 7 from 8. They've got 14 points, followed by Saints with 12, Wigan with 12, Warrington with 12. Then it's Hull KR with 10, Huddersfield with 10, and Salford with 10. Leeds have got 8, and there's a big gap then to Lee, Cass, and Hull have got 2. London Broncos yet to win a game, so it's very, very tight in the Super League table. Well, in the Women's Super League, it was round 1 at the weekend. Leeds Rhinos 66, Huddersfield 4, Warrington 34, Featherstone 28, Wigan 18, Barrow 4, and York 20, St Helens 16. The fixtures for this week: on Saturday, 2 o'clock, Barrow face York. At 12 o'clock, Leeds have got Warrington. Two games on Sunday, Saints against Huddersfield at 2, and Wigan against Featherstone at 12 o'clock. The results in round 5 of the Championship: some big games again in this league, some great matches as well. Barrow 6, Doncaster 38. Doncaster, another good win for them. Batley Bulldogs Well, they were holding Wakefield at half-time, 12 apiece at Mount Pleasant. Wakefield ran away with it in the second half. I presume they were playing downhill at second half. Wakefield won it 34-14. Featherston 32, Widnes 24. Halifax Panthers nil, Sheffield 46. Another big win for Sheffield. They played 5-1-5. Great start to the season for the Eagles. Swinton Lions won as well. They beat Dewsbury 50 points to 22. Toulouse Olympic 40, Whitehaven 4. And York Knights, they got their first win of the season. A surprise victory this. They beat Bradford Bulls 25 points to 14. The fixtures for this week: on Saturday, Wakefield face Toulouse at 6 o'clock. All the rest of the games are on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Batley against York, Bradford against Widnes, Doncaster against Dewsbury, Halifax plays Swinton, Sheffield Eagles against Barrow, and Whitehaven against Featherstone Rovers. It was round 6 of League 1 finally at the weekend just gone. Cornwall 6, Midland Hurricanes 72, Hunslet 18, Workington Town 30, Newcastle Thunder 6, Keighley Cougars 82, and North Wales Crusaders 36, Rochdale Hornets 37. What a game that sounded. The fixtures for this week: 3 o'clock Hunslet against North Wales Crusaders, 2 o'clock Midland Hurricanes face Oldham, 3 o'clock Rochdale Hornets have got Keighley Cougars, and at 1 o'clock Workington Town face Cornwall. So top of the table, Keighley have won 5 from 5, Oldham have won 4 from 4, then it's followed by North Wales, Rochdale, Workington and Hunslet. Newcastle and Cornwall are yet to win a game. So some cracking matches there this weekend. Take care, have a good week. I shall see you on Saturday for Salford's game against Warrington. Don't forget, kicks off at 3 o'clock. See you then.
So that was Whiteside's World Rugby League, and now Paul Parkin predicts what's going to happen in Super League this week.
Hey everyone, time for this week's Parkey's Picks. I'm going to have a dig again at trying to predict the outcomes of the games this week. I think I had a pretty good week last week, fairly close on a few. Certainly the Leeds-Huddersfield game, I was 50-50 as to which way to go for most of the week, and then I just picked Huddersfield by 4 and they won by 6, so reasonably happy about that. But again this week, some really tough fixtures to go through. It's not getting any easier. And certain teams are really surprising me, and others, you know, hitting form at different times. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, but I'm going to have another stab. Starting with Saints and Huddersfield. Saints, well, they're at home. You generally expect them to win. They're such a dominant side at home. But they've proven this year that they are fallible and are beatable. You know, we went there and did it, and obviously Warrington in the Cup, and they've been a little bit up and down at times, and Huddersfield are on a great run. Watto's got them playing, you know, really sort of solid, good percentage rugby. They're scoring a few points. You know, a great comeback win at Leeds last week. I thought they were out of it at one point, and then they dominated and outscored Leeds massively. It was only the goal kicking that really let them down. But yeah, so they're in good form. But I do fancy Saints. I think Saints might just have enough for them. I think it'll be a tight tussle, probably a decent game to watch. I'm going to go Saints 22. Huddersfield 10. Right, the next one is the basement battle, Castleford and London. I do feel for London. Again, last week against us, they defended manfully. They give everything they've got. But unfortunately, going forward, they offer very, very little. They look for a half break, you know, if we break down, or, you know, the opposition. But I do worry about their ability to score points. Cass changed a few things this week, brought a couple of players in. I know one's probably gone out, but, you know, they proved against us that they were, you know, on their own patch, they're decent. They put up a decent display at Wigan last week as well, considering the thumping they got the week before in the Cup. So I think this is Cassie's day again. They could get away from them, but it depends on what kind of mood they turn up. I'm going to go Cass 32, London 8. The next one's one of those games where I really, really am struggling to decide. Hull KR and Wigan. KR at home are, you know, it's a tough place to go for anyone. And Wigan have found that in recent years. I think they've had a really up and down record there. But Wigan are strong, are a really, you know, they look really good this year. They got some, you know, game winners in there. And I don't know, I think they're possibly just maybe have too much. But what a game this should be. I think the atmosphere obviously will be bouncing. I think it could be close, but I'm going to go with Rovers 18, Wigan 22. Moving on, we've got Lee and Catalan. Well, Lee certainly put up a good performance at Warrington last week and probably deserved the win, maybe. They're a decent side when they play, when they've got all the players out there. That, you know, we know that. They played some good stuff against us at our place recently, and you know, with the players they had missing, they put up a good performance. A few bodies back maybe, but I think Catalan at the moment look the real deal. They're a really good side. They dominated UKR last week over there in the south of France. A great performance, real strike, devastating. You know, the conditions suited them, obviously, and maybe this weekend it might be the same for them. So I'm going for an away win. I'm going to go Lee 10, Catalan 20. As usual, I'll leave our game till the end. So I'll go to the only game on Sunday this week, Hull FC and Leeds. Well, if there's two clubs that, you know, just flatter to deceive, it's these two. They've, you know, Hull have gone through all sorts in the last few weeks, even going as far as Johnny Nabb, our coach, which fortunately we've managed to fend off, it appears. And the other one is, you know, there's always the threat that Leeds might come in for him, because the way they're going at the moment, I think Rowan Smith may be on borrowed time a little bit. Very disappointing performance, certainly the second half against Huddersfield last week. Saw them lose at home again, which is, you know, rare for Leeds, really. Hull FC are so up and down. I mean, they've really struggled this year. They brought a couple of players in, but again, Ed Chamberlain and, you know, people like that on loan, I'm not sure they're going to make a massive, you know, Briscoe's gone there as well. They're not going to make a massive difference to them. I fancy Leeds to get the away win. Hull will improve slightly. I think there's probably going to be a buzz around the club eventually, but not just yet. I'm going to go Hull FC 14, Leeds 24. And then moving on to our game against Warrington. Always a ding-dong. Great games we have against Warrington. And, you know, both teams have mixed results against each other. We, you know, sometimes we go on a roll and win a few in a row, and then they'll do the same. Burgess seems to have been playing some fairly decent stuff. I know they struggled last week, but they had enough to get through. On the day, they've got some real strike, a lot of pace, which is, you know, is something we're really going to have to watch. But we are at home. We come away with a win last week. We probably dominated, but again we were wasteful with the ball, like we were at Cass. We got a few things to sort out, I think. And I hate to say it, but I just think Warrington might have a little bit too much at the moment. It depends what kind of side we get to field, but I'm going to go with an away win, sadly. I'm going to go Salford 12, Warrington 20. Thanks a lot, everyone. Enjoy your weekend.
So big thanks for joining us on this podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.